You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. It is a mindset on this Monday morning. I'm excited because I do have a special guest with me today. It's a little different because it's actually my first male guest on the show. So I'm hype about that. And it is a special person. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yo.
And that's Terrell, my husband, in case y'all didn't know who that was, because he didn't introduce himself. All he said was yo, and he didn't say his name. So could you do that again for me?
Yo, my name Terrell.
Okay. Thank you. So we're going to do a little something different today. Last week I talked about being more supportive, just in marriage, and just talked about different types of things. I talked about, just not letting the devil convince you when you're at a certain place in your life and those different types of things. I have him here today because something I want to talk about. I want to talk about just seasons in life and just seasons in marriage and something that we've been kind of going through personally in our marriage and individually. So next month, June 7th, will be our 4-year anniversary of being married. And in case you didn't know, we've been together for, it's going on 10 years. But this will be the four years being married. And we've came a long way. We've had different seasons. This is probably the first time I've ever really recognized us really just changing seasons and seeing where we are now and where we were. But I guess I'll just kind of just open it up and just let him talk about, you know, just the first few years and just how it's changed. And yeah.
So me? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like Takara said, I guess when we first got married, we were still just really, I guess, trying to find
not even just
each other, just ourselves. Like, right. Yeah, you know, we were just so young.
We was what, 23 when we got married?
23 years old, yeah. And we were just young and dumb at the time and just really didn't really know much.
Yeah. But, I feel like I didn't know anything. Looking back, I was not ready to get married.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, I had no clue what a wife was. Like, and what's something I've talked about before here on, as well, mm-hmm. just not knowing roles, not knowing what a wife's supposed to do, not knowing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, just winging it. I feel like I'm just now. It's like year number four. I feel like I'm just now really getting into it. Like, I feel like I'm just now growing up.
That's pretty funny. But, yeah, I feel you. I mean, I'm the same way. Like, you know, you just, I guess after you get over that honeymoon stage, you just kind of things, just kind of, you know, settle out, and it changed, and it's like, man, do you really like this person?
Right.
And like, do you really want to be with this person for the rest of your life?
Right.
So now that's what I tell people every single time that, you know, I have friends that are dating and looking to get engaged and get married, and I'll be like, look, let me explain something to you. Because the difference is, you know, if I get in an argument with Takara, hell, all I can do is go sit on the couch.
Right.
Like, you can leave and go home.
Right.
So that's,
right.
That's a big difference.
Or not pick up the phone.
Yeah, or not respond.
It's amazing how, like, back then, like, even when you're just dating, and me and Terrell, we've been dating since we was 19, like, it's amazing how when you're at that age, when you're really in that boyfriend and girlfriend stage, that you really think that you're, like, committed, and you really don't know what commitment is. You really not committed at that point. Like, mm-hmm. Nobody else is involved, but you not nowhere near what an actual commitment is. Like, that's what I tell my friends too, my girlfriends, like when they talk about a situation where they might break up with a dude or they're going through something with the dude. I'm like, look, I don't want to hear it, because this is the day you can walk away. Like, your name ain't on his insurance.
Right.
Y'all ain't got an apartment together, both names. Like, I was like, it's a lie. And people want to be like, marriage is no different. Like, marriage is a piece of paper. Yeah, right. All right.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. That's what a lot of people say. Nothing changes. You crazy. A lot changes. You really can't just walk out. Like,
right.
If you're not married, you can leave it anytime freely. I understand people do a lot of ties. And something else I've learned as well, just with us changing and stuff like that, like, there's a lot of stuff that me and Terrell did before we got married that we were committed with. Like, we did live together mm-hmm. before we got married, which is something I kind of do regret. Do you regret that?
Do I regret it? I guess I don't know if I regret it, but I would have definitely done things a little differently.
Like what?
Yeah, I mean, we probably wouldn't have lived together.
Yeah.
For sure. I don't regret it, though.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, just kind of two reasons. One, you know, just kind of give each other space, you know, just kind of give each other to grow.
That's something. That's a huge thing. Yeah, that's a huge thing. That's a huge thing.
And then also, you know, I mean, I guess that's kind of like my biggest one, I would probably say.
Really?
Yeah.
With you saying that, like giving each other time to grow, like we've been like inseparable if you really think about it. Like we had our little space that year when you was still in college, but we've been like inseparable, like really like inseparable. And I don't think that I struggle with like, I think I'm just now at the age where I'm 27. I think I'm just now at the point where I'm starting to grow individually. Because I think that we might have hindered each other so much from growing to individually. You know what I'm saying? When we I don't have any independence from you whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something I realized. And I didn't realize I was one of them girls who was like, yeah, gotta be up under her man 24/7. But I have like no independence from you. It's sick. But as far as like the living together situation, I don't really regret it either, because I mean, financially, that was like the best thing to do. Like, but I do miss the fact that when I see my friends, like my girlfriends, they have like their own place and they go home and it's clean and they can just watch Netflix and just peace and do what they want to do and just do the stuff girls do. So I do. That's the only thing I do miss out on.
Trust me, if you want to go watch Netflix and not talk to me for the whole day, you know, I think we can start scheduling them days. I think we can. We just don't talk to nobody.
Whatever. I think space is important. Space is important. Like, and space is something we haven't given each other. Or maybe I haven't given it to you. I don't know.
Because it don't be me that be doing all the talking.
See, nobody said nothing about talking. We're talking about space right now. We're talking about space right now.
Go ahead.
And just honestly, I didn't really know what a honeymoon stage was until I've seen like Bassie and Margot recently.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Bassie and Margot. They get a lot of shout outs on.
Mm-hmm.
And also too, if you guys don't know, we also have a joint podcast together called Battle of the Barns. It's on Monday night, so definitely go check that out. But anywho, shout out to Bassie and Margot, because I see them like they're really in the honeymoon stage. Like,
yeah,
they're like, he babe wants abs. Let me go to the gym. Like trying to clean up. Like, it's so cute.
Feed
like,
each other and all
right.
that. Yeah,
they
yeah,
really,
yeah, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They really in that honeymoon stage. And that's so good to see that. Like, it's important to like see that. And like, they actually came over here. Was it last week? It might have been last week. And we like fellowshipped and we were all like
last Sunday.
We all just like fellowshipped. It was Mother's Day. We all like fellowshipped and we just talked and discussed on things that we were going through, like individually, like with couples, like with parents. And it was so powerful. Like, it's so important to like fellowship with other married people. And that's something I think that we haven't done either.
Yeah.
That I'm wanting to take initiative on, that I want us to do more. Like, I think that's key.
Yeah, I agree. Just having some old heads, you know, they kind of can, you know, point you in the right direction, because, you know, sometimes you do jump out the window and you be mad at, and if it's like, all right, I just need to talk to somebody, you know, get a different kind of, you know, perspective, be like, all right, man, that's not that big of a deal, you know?
Right.
I remember, it might've been year two, and, I was like, you know what, forget this. At the time, we ain't had nothing, so I was like, hell, we can split nothing down the middle. Like, it ain't nothing.
Freely? So, we can freely walk away.
Right, and I ended up...
Papers and that's it.
I ended up reaching out to Al. Shout out to Al. And Al was just talking me off the ledge, and it was just like... He was like, bruh, like, you're sitting up here complaining about nothing. Like, it's just, like,
right,
relax.
Right,
you know,
right. You see people, like, when people, especially when my friends talk to me, like, my girlfriends talk to me about their relationships and just the problems, what they got going. I'm thinking, like, y'all, that is so petty. Yeah. Like, you it think really you got is. A battle now? Okay, you finna have a battle. Like, just wait. Like, it'd be so petty. Like, you'd be so worried about the wrong things. Like, it is so petty.
I feel you. I agree.
Like, I feel like with us, like, with the 4 years, like, the first, we say, like, me looking back, like, with me just saying what I just said, me looking back, like, the first 2 years, I'll be like, I'm so ready to leave. I mean, it was petty.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, it was just young, man. We were just young at the time. Like, we just didn't understand.
Right.
Like, that's all it was. Right. Because like, I swear, I was right there with you. You'd be like, golly, she get on my nerves from time to time. But then it was, just, like, when you grow up and
we
you realize.
We ain't never had space.
Yeah, like. when you grow up and you realize, you know, it's like, all right, man, I was just being, it was probably more of me, you know,
yeah,
than anything. And like, you don't, at that time when you're in it and you're in the thick of it, you're just like, man, it's just, you're just so worried about how you feel and what you think. So.
Right. I think you have to come to a point too. Like, I feel like I feel like I had a season where, and this was previously, so I feel like I've had, this is all in 1 year, 2018. I feel like I had a season where God, like, and it's like, I'm still kind of finishing up. I'm still like in this season, but it's kind of like, you know, transferring over to a new season.
Mm.
But I feel like God has really like showed me my flaws. Like, as a wife, like, really showed me my flaws, like, revealed a lot of things to me about myself, like, really a lot of things.
I feel you on that.
Like, just showed me, like, you know, like, you're selfish, like, you're selfish, you're spoiled.
And, you know, and even with that, like, I agree, because especially, like, the last 6 months or so, man, God's been revealing a lot of stuff to me, too. You know, like, just trying to be better, just, you know, I guess one of the bigger things is like discipline with my weight and stuff like that, and just trying to be better. And we went to kickboxing this morning, and I wanted to punch him instead of punching that bag for a second, but that was all good. But yeah, I mean, yeah, it's definitely been a roller coaster, but it's been fun. You look back and you think, and it's like, okay, you know, like you said, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
You know, some of the problems that we have, not that big of a deal. Right.
Something that I got convicted of, like, I got through, like, a place where, and this is something I've been going through. I've been struggling with, like, just balance. Balance on, and which I've talked about my background on her before, like, not growing up, like, in a single-parent home. Like, my dad was around, but he was in and out of prison.
Mm-hmm.
I struggled with balance of letting a man take care of me and then still having my own thing.
Yeah.
But then, like, I got to a point where I'm like, okay, well, you know, you're really not supposed to do anything. Like, the man is supposed to take care of everything. So then I kind of like let loose a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, well, then I struggle. Like, well, I feel like I'm not accomplishing things. I feel like I'm not turning it on. So that's something I've really been struggling with.
Like, I feel that. And I agree. Like, I think there are certain things that, you know, women are supposed to allow men to take care of for sure. But then also, I think, like, I guess the perfect woman for me would be just necessarily doing them both. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to still be able to have your own and not necessarily worry about, like, somebody else providing for you, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
I look at some of these people on, like, Instagram, and a la, you know, what's your friend? What's the girl that you were looking on Instagram?
Which, like, one? Joey?
Yeah, there you go.
I love her.
Like, her.
She's body goals.
Yeah, all right. But, you know,
she has her own thing, though.
What does she have?
She has a boutique.
Okay.
She has a boutique, an online boutique that she does dance.
Oh, well, like, shout out to her.
She has her own thing. She works out. Like, she goes to the gym. Like, I feel like she's, like, humble.
Why do you say that?
I just feel like she's humble. She's not out here doing nothing. She could be living on child support, but she's not.
How do you know she's not?
I mean, it probably jump-started her business, which is perfectly fine with me.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think that's perfectly fine.
But, like,
she could just be like these other girls out here not doing that and just posting pics. That's it.
How do you know that's not all she's doing?
She's working out. She has her boutique be popping. Like,
how do you know her boutique?
Because I follow her. I see her do orders. She ships every week. Like, she usually has, like, she has really good business. I'm telling you, I follow it.
All right, that's what's
and
up.
She has cute clothes, but it's a little high for my liking. But go ahead. Sorry.
All right, cool. But, I mean, like that, like, you know, I don't know if I could necessarily be with somebody, you know, not her, but just in general, right, that just doesn't want to, like, do anything. But absolutely, I agree with you for sure.
So, like, what is not do anything?
Like, just wants to just sit around and, like, literally not work. Like, just want to be on Instagram all day. I don't know. Like, and like, I just can't. I can't wrap my brain around
something
like that.
See, I get confused.
Why?
That's where I get confused. Like, I got confused on, like, so I just, that the whole just submission thing, like, it really confused me. I've came a long way. Like, you say, y'all men say, like, hey, especially black men, like, and especially it's really big in the black community because we ain't never had a man to submit to, especially black women. But
y'all,
like,
gotta stop saying that too, but go ahead.
We haven't. Go ahead. We don't. But anyway, that's a fact. But anywho.
That's not true, but
go ahead. That's a fact. But, like, you say, hey, I want to take care of you. Like, I don't want you stressed out about this XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, cool. But it's like, it's hard to find the happy medium. Like, it really is. I feel like now, as of, like, this week.
But that's the thing. Like, because even when we say that, we say, you know, we want to we still want an independent woman at the end of the day.
What is that though? What is like, a woman who's letting you take care of things, and what is independent? Like, what is that? So, what does that look like?
Well, I would say like that is a woman that understands like their man is going to take care of the bills. Like, he's going to provide that. He's going to make sure all of that stuff is straight. But she can still go out there if she wants a bag, if she wants shoes, if she wants that, she go buy it herself. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, why are you waiting on me to go buy it for you? We can go get that yourself. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Like, you don't necessarily need to wait on me to go buy you this bag. Hell, if you want the bag, go get the bag. Like, what's wrong with that?
I feel you. Okay, that makes sense. I'm learning too, like, stuff like changes, like the way you do things change. Like, I'm telling you, it's just, I've just been exposed. Like, I've learned a lot. Like, you can be just so stuck on, we've always did things this way, but it's like things are like changing. It's just like recently I asked you, like, hey, do you want to do separate bank accounts?
Yeah.
Like, you want to start doing separate bank accounts? It's like, and I was saying, you know, I feel like I need to do that to gain independence for myself. So I can't, because I feel like I get to the point where I was just like, oh, Terrell got it. Like, I ain't got to do nothing. Like,
yeah. Oh,
Right. So now I'm like, well, you know, I do want to be more independent. Like, I do not want to have to hide stuff when I buy stuff, because I used to do that. Like,
what do you mean?
I would hide stuff when I buy stuff.
You would hide stuff?
Yeah.
When?
Never.
I would just see boxes. I don't.
I'm not telling you not our tricks.
How would you hide stuff?
I'm not telling you that.
Would you like get somebody else to buy it on their card or something like that?
Not that extreme. It's just y'all just don't know this. But I'm not telling them women right now. So.
No, I want to know. How do you hide stuff? What do you mean?
So, like, I really feel like I'm finna tell on some people.
How am I telling on people?
So, like, we could buy something. We could buy something. Like, the key, our thing is, we'll buy something, and we'll just put it in our closet for, like, 2 weeks or something like it. Then we'll wear it, and then y'all be like, oh, that's nice. And it's like, I've been had this.
Oh, man, that ain't nothing, though. I mean, but, I mean, hell, as many boxes as we've got, though.
But you see that stuff, though. They don't be, like, clothes and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
but... No,
but
I
you
mean,
really don't care what I'm buying.
I really don't trip
on
that stuff.
That's one thing that's a blessing. And that's another thing, too. That's one thing I hate. Like, I've seen women that really have to, like, ask men for everything.
Yeah. Nah, see, I don't see like that. I couldn't deal with that on a day-to-day basis. Like, why are you calling me to ask me if you can change your cell phone or, like, if you can get these, like, why are you calling me for something like that? That just doesn't make sense. Like, you're an adult at the end of the day. Like, just, if you're going to get it, just get it. I mean, I would like for you to let me know that you got it, but I don't really, you know, I don't need you to call me to get approval.
Right. Because it's terrible. Some women can't make decisions for themselves. And I work in retail. And that's how I know. Like, I see it. Like, they can't change a phone plan. They can't get a new remote.
Yeah, that's wild. See, like, I don't even know anything about our phone plan. Like, I'm glad that you handle stuff like that, because I don't want to handle that.
That's something too. I feel like it's changed. Like, I think I really want to come to a place where, like, you pay certain bills, I pay certain bills, because I really feel like I have no independence. Like, I feel like I talk all this. I'm an independent woman. Woo woo woo. Like, I don't need my. But I really struggle with that. Like, I really don't have any independence from you at all. Like, and I feel like it's just
what do you want to do? Like, just split them down the middle or something?
No, I wouldn't. I wasn't gonna go to all it. I was, you know, I was.
No, I'm just asking. Like, no, like.
I mean, I was
just
thinking
the
like,
bill, not the cost, but just the actual bill. Like
some,
I take the
I
electric
the,
bill.
Right.
You take, you know, not the. It's not
thinking,
a money
like,
thing. It's just
I was
like
thinking,
a,
like, you know, you take like the big ones, and okay. Then I take like, you know, the small stuff. Is what I was thinking.
All right,
that's what kind of the area the that was kind of the route that
I'm
I was
cool with
take.
That. I don't have a problem with that.
So that was something that I've been thinking about too, as well. Like, because it's like. I just need to learn how to gain independence.
But you do a lot better job than I do with like organization.
Exactly. I feel like you kind of, and this is so terrible. I feel like you hold me back.
How do I hold you
like,
back?
I really feel like you hold me back with that stuff. Cause really, I'm really like on top of it. Like I'm usually like, if I'm doing it myself and it's something I have to do, I'm on top of it. Like, I feel like when all of us are still together, like we don't have any like organization, like I take completely over, like usually I'm on top of it. So we really need to have that conversation. We have to revisit, have that conversation where this is what I'm going to take care of. I'm going to take care of that. Like, I really feel like we have to have that.
And I was perfectly fine with that. Like, I
with
ain't gonna
me
lie.
Taking over
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I had no problem with
that. I can do that.
Problem with it at all.
I can can do that because I really do be on top of it. Like, yeah, it's something I like to do. Like,
you really do, for real. Like, I don't have a problem. That's something I thought you were really good at it.
That's fine. It's something that I like to do because I really be on top of it. And that's fine. But so you just have to just come back and revisit things. But so, like, talk about just so where are you at, like, with yourself, like, in your season, whether it's growth or just in marriage or.
What do you mean, individually?
Well, or? Something, I'll say this. So, something that I've brought to Terrell's attention that we've struggled with, or something that I've felt like. I really felt like we got to a place, and it's crazy, like, I'm just learning so much. I feel like we've got to a place where we weren't making each other better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I was always tell him all the time, like, with Terrell wanting to lose weight. Like, how can I motivate you to lose weight? And I've learned too, the way you motivate yourself or the way you motivate other people, like, I'm a coach. I know how I can motivate my kids. I can motivate my friends. But how do you motivate your husband to do something to accomplish his goals?
Mm.
So I felt like that was something that we struggled with. Like,
yeah.
On
I think our struggle was more of like not the motivation, but yeah, the type of motivation. Because
right.
It was like when you would come talk to me, I'd be like, dang, she's nagging again. You know what I'm saying? That's how I took it.
Right.
Instead of, like, for example, like this morning where you was like, hey, I signed us up for this kickboxing class. You know what I'm saying? It was like, so now I really ain't got no choice. I got no choice.
Right.
And also it's like, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Or like, hey, I got you a trainer. Oh, okay. Well, that's what's up. All right. Well, what time? All right, I'll be there. You
right.
see what I'm saying?
Right. But so that was something I worked on because
absolutely.
You communicated that.
Yeah.
You said, hey, instead of you saying, you need to do this, you need to do that, do it with me. Or
yeah.
basically, the way I took it at times was, nigga, do, oh, excuse my language word. The way I took it was, you do it for me.
No.
It's the way I took it for well,
but no, I mean, you can't lose weight for me. Like, I don't
know. You
know,
one thing I've learned, when
what's
it comes
that?
To y'all, we really got to take initiative on things when it comes to y'all.
What do you mean?
I feel like we have to take initiative on stuff.
What do you mean?
Like,
I don't agree
with the kickboxing thing. I took initiative on that. Like, I feel like the stuff here lately, like the stuff that I've been wanting you to do for me, like I'm trying to do for you to show you, just to kind of learn, like trying to show what I'm trying to do towards our marriage.
Gotcha.
There's a way. Yesterday we started doing the financial peace university with Dave Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, you know, I signed us up for this. This is what I want us to do. Like, that's what I want from you, to take initiative on stuff like that. Where, hey, let's do this. Because, like you said, you ain't got no choice but to do it. Because we
are. But that's the part. Like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't. Like, I don't mind. Like, once when you said, hey, we going on Sunday, I was like, okay, all right, cool. Let's go on Sunday.
Right.
And then I really enjoyed it. And I was like, all right, well, we're here now.
Right.
I like it. Like, I'm not going right. to miss it. You know, it's 10 weeks. And
right.
We got 9 more weeks. And he was asking people if they're going out of town for Memorial Day. And even if we do something, like, I'm still not going to miss that. Because,
right.
you know, I mean, like, we've made a commitment to it. So.
Right.
But
so, really, just where we're at in this season, just working on consistency and discipline in all aspects of just our life, marriage, whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, you know, just with that, like, just trying to get better. And that's where I want us to be in our marriage, just to get better. Because I feel like we was in a season where we just wasn't getting better.
Yeah, we were just stagnant.
Right.
Yeah.
And it happens. And I feel like me and our I feel like you're more, I don't know, maybe you're not. I feel like me, I'm one of those people who I've always got to make a move. Like, I beat myself up so much. I'm so hard on myself. I always have to be doing something. I always have to accomplish something. I'm very goal-oriented.
Mm.
So, me, if I feel like I'm just stagnant, I'm not accomplishing no goals, I'm going crazy. But then I got to a point, too, where I wanted to blame you for everything. Like, I'm going to blame Terrell because I ain't got my stuff done. Or I ain't farther than I want to be, so I'm just going to blame Terrell just because he's the head of the household. Like, I really went through that.
Mm.
Like, and which is crazy and childish and not how things should be. But I just feel like we're really finally turning that corner. Like,
And having tough conversations. I think that's something we struggle with too. I think that we've begun to definitely have those tough conversations a lot here recently. Seriously, I mean, over the course of the last couple of months, you know, some of them are a little bit more heated than others, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's the truth though.
Right.
So, but that's been really good.
Right. I agree. And then I wonder why, like, why couldn't we have?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I feel like for me, I feel like I just never want to hurt your feelings. Like, I feel like I know, but I feel like I'm so, like, fragile with you. Like, I never want to hurt your feelings. But I don't know. Maybe I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I feel like it's just really, you know, you got to tell how to, like, I feel like you don't know. I feel like you didn't have, like, a happy medium on what to say stuff. Or you feel like you couldn't say nothing, period, because I'm so sensitive.
Yeah, at times I felt that way.
But I just feel like you just don't know how to approach. And I told you how.
And maybe that, yeah, maybe it was my fault. I'm not saying that it was your fault. And maybe you were right. I mean, maybe it was my approach. I'm not saying that it was on you. It was definitely on me.
Yeah. I just said, like, you can have a tough conversation with me. You just have to love on me afterwards.
And I just can't comprehend that.
What do you mean you can't comprehend
that? I just can't. I just can't comprehend. Like, at the time, I just couldn't comprehend it. I was just like, I mean, so what's the point of having a tough conversation? Like, if then I'm going to baby you after the tough conversation? Yeah. Why would I do that?
Anyway.
I just, for real, that's just me being honest.
I mean, you, it's just like a kid. Like, when
you're
you,
not a kid, though.
I know that, but I'm a woman and I'm sensitive. It's just like you have to, you know, like when you beat your son or you beat a kid, then you have to have a talk with them. This is why it happened, or this is how I feel. I just, but my thing is this, because you don't be, you'll let stuff, you don't know how to pace yourself when it comes, like, you'll be mad, and I hate this. I just hate when y'all do this, period.
What?
Like, you'll be mad over something for forever, and then I'll never say nothing about it. Then you just go the hell off, and I'm like, what?
I don't
like,
be
what?
Mad, though. That's the thing. I don't be mad. I do agree. I agree, yes. I put stuff in the tuck and just be, because it's kind of like you almost just really just don't even want to deal with it. It's like, man, it's just, it's a bigger headache than addressing the situation sometime with y'all.
I guess.
You don't think so?
I mean, I guess, if that's what you say, I guess so. What do you mean? Like, it's a bigger headache?
Like, because it just leads to just so much more.
What?
Like,
see, like, questions? Like.
Yeah, questions and then feelings and all.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Well, what's the point in you being with a woman if you're not ready to deal with all that?
That's why we don't say nothing. You see that exact reason right there.
Whatever.
It's the truth,
I'm just,
though.
But I'm asking.
But like, that's the truth. Like, sometimes we just be like, you know what? I don't even feel like dealing with this today.
Okay.
And
so
we just
like
keep it in the tuck.
Okay. So like, what would you say if you could say some areas that you've seen me grow in? And I feel like that's something we need to do a lot more either. And just like telling each other what we're doing right. You know what I'm saying? Like just having those follow-up conversations, okay. Or, you know, hey, this is, I feel like we really need to be more intentional about that. So if you think about some things that, you know, you've seen me mature in areas, whatever.
I guess it's a small one, but it is pretty big. Like, you doing dishes.
Oh,
I've never known you to do dishes before. That started a while back, but that's just something
I was
that
I so
noticed.
Not a, I don't do dishes.
Yeah,
girl,
like for a little minute.
I don't do dishes.
Also, you know, I guess like cooking, because you actually really can cook.
Yeah.
You can cook. Improvements. Like, just being a little bit more open and receptive, not stressing out as much, because hell, you be getting on my nerves when you be stressing out. Like, what you stressing for? I guess, is that the, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I get overwhelmed.
There you go.
I get overwhelmed and I just freak out. Like, I just get overwhelmed.
You just shut down.
Yeah, I do. I just get overwhelmed and I'm just like, forget it.
Yeah. You just decide, well, I just put it off.
Yeah.
Keep putting it off. Like, well, no, you can't keep putting it off.
Right.
You know? Those are definitely three. I've seen a lot of drastic change in. For real.
Right.
That's been really, really good.
Right. For you.
You got to tell me, man. I don't even worry about it.
I don't?
No.
Why?
No, I don't.
I mean, I think that the listeners are going to want to know. I think that the listeners are going to know. You, I mean, I can just say one. Like, you really, like, and it's crazy because you so silly sometimes it's hard for me to take you seriously. Because, like, you'll, like, you'll be like, okay, one thing, it cracks me up because you'll be like, yeah, you looking real thick or something like that. And then you be like, did I just really just gas you up right then? I've been working on my gas.
I've been working on it.
And like, that'll crack me up. But it's like, it's funny because like, yes, that's what we do want you to gas us. But it's like, I can't take you seriously because you follow up with saying something like that. And it's
but
so
it's, I'm just trying to make sure.
You are. I mean, yeah. But that's true. But you've been really like good. Like, you've been showing up lately. Just trying to be intentional and being more affectionate. Because we had a little season two.
Mm-hmm.
Where I felt like Terrell wasn't attracted to me, and me just being vulnerable, felt like he wasn't attracted to me, and feel like he didn't want me, and all that. Like, I really, you know, that really happens within your own marriage. Like, and it can just not be, they don't understand how important affection is. Y'all don't understand that because y'all aren't affectionate.
We are, though. Like, I think, and
y'all just affection is different.
Yeah, I think our love is different. I think that y'all just. Like, y'all want somebody who is just like open and crying. Y'all want people to cry with y'all.
No, we don't. We don't want that.
I sympathize. I see you crying, so I'm going to cry with you.
We don't want that.
And it's like, I don't know. I just wasn't conditioned to do stuff like that. I really wasn't. I mean, we've had this conversation before where I just wasn't conditioned. That's just not how I grew up. You know, I just kind of, it was always like, all right, well, that happened. Well, what's next?
I feel you.
You know, so I have been a little bit more intentional about doing stuff like that. But even, you know, I have family members that call me that I didn't want to necessarily listen. And the car was like, you got to listen. And I was like, good gosh.
Right. So you're getting really better on that, just sympathizing. You just don't sympathize.
It's like 3-hour conversations. Lord have mercy.
And that's something that person's never gonna forget, just because you was there and you sympathized. Like, that's how we be wanting y'all to do. We just be wanting y'all to sympathize. That's it. Y'all be thinking we want way much more. We just want y'all to sympathize.
Because we just naturally, I mean, if you tell me there's a problem, I'm gonna try to fix the problem. Like,
so do we need to be more clear and being like, hey, I just need you to sympathize right now, or hey, I need you to fix this problem, or hey, I need you.
Just bring me the problems
right
that need to be fixed. You can send the other problems over there to Kesey or something like
that's
that.
Not okay.
I know, I agree, it's not okay, but it's just be like, oh man, I don't want to sit here and listen.
Trust me, but think about this though. I do send a lot of problems to other people. Like, there's a lot of issues. I could be so mad about you, and I could have a certain problem with you that I know that's probably petty that I don't bring to your attention because I know that it's petty.
See, but the thing is, you still walk around pissed off.
I know,
and that's what I'm working on.
But I've been giving myself like 3 days. I gave myself like a 3-day rule.
So you be mad for 3 days?
Oh, baby, we could be mad for 2 weeks.
Why?
Like, we could be mad about something for that long.
What would make? Give me an example of something that you could really be mad about for 2 weeks.
Too mad about for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I was mad for forever just because the simple fact, like I told you, I felt like you wouldn't take, I want you to take initiative more on things. Like, okay. I wanted you to take more initiative, like, hey, I got us a new book to read, or
gotcha,
just stuff like that, anything that contains to us getting better. Like, I just wanted you to take more initiative on that.
So that was a 2-week anger.
Probably. All right. And think what it is though, like, I just feel, and that's something I always say, and I told a girl this, shout out to Nicole. And it's just one thing I've learned, that we have to really be intentional on telling y'all, mm-hmm, like really showing y'all and telling y'all this is it. And like, cause y'all don't see hints, y'all don't see signs. Y'all have to really blatantly be like, this is it. This is exactly like, just I told my friend Nicole on my birthday. Shout out to Nicole. I did not throw no hints about me wanting an edible arrangement for my birthday. It's just, hey, I'm expecting an edible arrangement for my birthday, because if I ask you to read my mind for the edible arrangement and you don't do it, I'm going to be pissed off. And there's no telling how long I'm going to be pissed off because I didn't get that edible arrangement. So let's just go ahead and kill all that extra stuff.
I'm with that. And I'm perfectly fine with that.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah. And I was just as happy. But we make that mistake where we put stuff in our head. We want y'all to read our minds, and we still think that y'all can do that still to this day. Think y'all can read our minds, but just be intentional. Like, hey, why don't you send me flowers sometimes? Or hey, why don't you send me other arrangements? I feel like if you put it out there, it's on y'all to do it, and then we have an excuse to get mad if you don't do it.
That's understandable, but just being mad, just be mad. I remember you telling me a story about somebody was mad at somebody, and they didn't know they were mad at them.
Y'all, I feel like y'all don't never know anything. We feel like y'all legit like don't know this stuff.
No, like how are we supposed to know that you mad? Like, tell me, explain that to me.
I feel like
I'm sorry. Let me give you a better example. How are we supposed to know what you're mad about if you never said anything about it?
I think we really want y'all just to ask. But then again, I think y'all have to ask more than once. But then again,
that's the part I don't get.
I feel like some of this stuff is at a certain age too, because I feel like I'm past the. I used to be the Takara, why are you mad? Or I'm not mad.
But yeah,
now
like, that's
I'm just gonna tell you this is why I'm upset. Like, I'm past that.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I'm working on the attitude. I feel like I've gotten better with it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've got better with the attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But you just, I don't know. Like, you've just been a really good husband lately. Like, I'm excited. Like, I'm happy about the season that we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in our marriage, like, we're in a growth season. Like, we're trying to grow together. Like, we're coming together. Like, it's pretty tight.
Yep.
Pretty tight.
It's legit.
Because nothing was like that before. But, so, I just kind of wanted to, be kind of transparent on the show today and just kind of talk about what I was going through with my marriage and just in life a little bit more. Because I, like I said, I'm still in a growth season. And like I feel like a lot of people are too. But as well as in this growth season, I feel like, you know, I'm really coming to peace with myself and peace with, you know, who I am and gaining my own independence. And that's something that's important. And for all the people, women out there who are single and people who are single, period, it's so important to be whole and to really just figure yourself out. Because if you're not together and you're not whole, it's really, it's 10 times harder to figure it out with somebody else because mm-hmm. you're trying to help them grow. Like, you have to really be together first before you can try to really intertwine with somebody else. And mm-hmm. that's something that's been key for us lately.
I agree.
Okay. But thank you guys for tuning in. It's the Mindset.